Rodney squinted up through the branches at me. Are you seriously still messing with your phone? I shoved it back in my pocket, jarring a branch with my elbow so drops rained down into Rodney's eyes. I smothered a smile. I'm putting it away, I said. Hang on. I obviously needed to get home soon to help Mom, but after making Rodney boost me up the tree, I couldn't climb down until I had my shot, mock-worthy or not. I lifted my camera, steadying my arm on the branch in front of me. The raindrops glistened on the pine needles, sparkling like bunches of bells strung on a green wreath. I wanted to get one particular bunch of needles in focus against the backdrop of other branches behind. But one misshapen bunch poked up right in my way. I stretched my fingers out to pull it off the branch, but I couldn't quite reach. I agreed to help you up there, Rodney said, but I'm not going to catch you when you dive back down. Fine, I said. You're the one who's going to have to explain to the coroner why your best friend belly flopped onto the ground. I'll tell him I never met you, he said. I just stopped to talk the lunatic out of the tree. Shut up, I said. You love me too much to let me die. Rodney was quiet for a moment. Then he waded through the grass to the base of the tree. Fine, he said. I'm coming up. I smiled. But as Rodney hauled himself up by his arms, feet scraping against the bark, the branches rattled, bringing fat drops down on me. Hey, I said. Careful, you'll spoil my shot. Rodney's body pressed against me from behind, his arms taut against the branches. Nah, he said in my ear. I'm just rearranging it a little. A shiver ran down my arms that had nothing to do with the cold.